We'll start with the other kin line. People who have non-human souls, or at least so they believe. And Scott is in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Scott.
Hi, how you doing, Ian?
Lovely part of the country. Been down around there many times.
And it's nice weather down here right now. Yeah. Aside from the rain.
Well, you know what? It's pretty darn nice in Minnesota, actually, today. So there's a lot of this warm weather to go around. Tell me about you. Do you believe yourself to be an other kin?
When I was 17 years old in 1989, I had a tape given to me that would reveal to you a past life. It was a self-hypnosis tape. When I did this, I discovered that I was a white dragon. Not something I normally would have believed before, but it just was implanted there.
Now, you say white dragon, do you mean as in like the head of the Ku Klux Klan white dragon?
No. Okay. A flying dragon.
A flying dragon, like Aragorn, kind of a flying dragon.
Well, Aragorn was the rider. I've seen that movie. Great movie.
Sorry,
I'm infatuated with dragons.
But that's the idea, flying dragons.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. And so why you say white dragon? You knew you were a white dragon. How did you know that?
Because I saw myself. I ascended like an out-of-body experience. I ascended above the earth to where I could view the entire earth as if it was standing or actually flying farther out than the moon's orbit. And so, you know, my wife, it's funny because my wife calls me a social dragon. Because I'm such a social butterfly, if you would, but she says, "No, you're not a drag. You're not a butterfly. You're more like a dragonfly." And then she's updated that to be just a dragon.
And social dragonfly.
I told her about my experience after she called me the social dragon. I said, "It's funny you should say that, honey." So yes, I'm a white dragon. I've never known that it was called Otherkins.
Yeah, well, if you Google that, I think you'll find a couple of different places where you can chat with other people who are also dragons. How does that live itself out? I think we're differentiating slightly here to say that in a past life, through self-hypnosis, you revealed that you had been a white dragon. I firmly believe it. That's fine. But the difference is there are people who say that they are a dragon right now. They're just the dragon soul trapped in a human body, and they feel this great conflict of being something that they aren't. Where are you with that?
That's exactly where I'm at. The soul is the transference to the current life, and that is what I have been for centuries, if not millennia.
Okay. All right. Well, then, Scott, I will ask you one other question, and then we'll go. Do you, as a dragon, do you ever feel like you want to attack somebody or have what we would traditionally think of as being a dragon-like response? I mean, do you ever find yourself having to hold back your dragon soul from how a dragon might respond versus how Scott from Greenville, South Carolina might respond?
Yes. They call it an anger management issue. I call it, you just don't simply understand.
Okay.
Very vicious when angered, yes.
Okay, so you feel that dragonness come out when you feel disrespected or threatened like a dragon.
Absolutely, yes.
Very interesting, Scott. Well, I think you're going to enjoy the rest of the people on the other kin line tonight. Thanks for getting us started.